That's a lovely record. From Lulu, eh?
Yes.
I could never miss you more than I do. I tell you what, this show's like my washing basket. You never know what you're gonna find. Right. Well, stop talking about you washing now. Getting dirty, aren't I? Yes. Dear me, these jokes. Get a bit serious now, if we can get serious. I used to do a sort of comment on news items and things. But I was watching the funeral of the English soldier's wife on Friday, who was shot in Northern Ireland. And it brought tears to my eyes, I tell you. To think that innocent people can just be gunned down like that, it's terrible. Anyway, here's a record that sums up my feelings, and it's expressed by Paul McCartney, and it's re-released this week on EMI Records. Give Ireland Back to the Irish. This is not a political statement. It's a record.
To the Irish, don't make them have to take it away. Give Ireland back to the Irish. Make Ireland Irish today. Great Britain, you are tremendous.
On re-release on EMI Records, and it's been banned as well. Rather good to know that, hasn't it? Give Ireland back to the Irish, right. In the next few months or so, I'll be giving details of a brand new Irish pirate radio station, starting on 280 metres, which will have myself on it, and many other English DJs. I will tell you more about the new Irish pirate between 1 o'clock and 2, and you'll be sure to hear it on Merseyside. Do you know this is a gap in the show then? I didn't, you know. It was a draft, honestly. Do me. Let's have a 17.
Have you heard it on the news about this fascist group thing? Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land. Don't just sit there on your ass and look that funky chain dance. Brothers, sisters, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, history will repeat itself. Crisis point, we're near the hour. Counterforce will do no good. Hot US, I feel your power. Hitler proves that funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl.
No.
Europe's an unhappy land.
No.
They cut their fascist groove thing. President-elect, fascist got in motion. Generals tell him what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their guns on me and you. Fascist gang advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand.
The 717, as Paul McCartney once said. Social comment that, you know. Now, if you'd like to write in to me, me being Stephen Bishop, then I'll give you the address in a minute. So, if you'd like to write in, go and get a piece of paper and a pen. That's paper, yes. To write on Madam. What do you think this kind of show this is? Family show this, you know. I'll give the address out after the next record, which I suppose is also a social comment. A lot of social things going around here, isn't
there?
The Social Security Program. No, dear me. Not the depressing records in a record in a few minutes, which is excellent. I'll tell you more about when I play it. It's all making sense, you know. I'll also be saying hello to Diane and John and Raby Mayer in a few minutes. Well, in the next 5 minutes or so. This next record comes from The Jam, and this is called Dreams of Children. And this is, in fact, the B-side of Going Underground. 2:41 on a Sunday afternoon, and you got Stephen Bishop till 2 o'clock, and then, well, I'll tell you more about him later also. Time now for the first lesson on the show, and this one says, Mr. Steve, hi there. Can you please play, or please say, hi to Diane Ward and the boy she loves, which is not me. Oh dear me. It's got sob. It's Darren Morris she loves. She'll be listening because she reckons that I've got a sexy voice. Yes, I think she's got sort of something wrong with her hearing there, I think. Tell her I love her, even if he doesn't. Yes. Don't understand this letter at all. Could you send me a photograph of yourself? Or even better, send it to Diane. And her address is down here. She lives in Ravenmere, Bromborough. Hope I pronounced that right. It will make her a happy... Make her happy, a photograph of me. I don't understand that at all, again. Please play a heavy metal record or Genesis record. Because she's a heavy metal freak. Oh. And they want it about 1:30. You wouldn't believe it that I'm doing it this early. I'll tell you what, I'll play your record about 1:30 as well. And I'll play you one now just in case you are listening. Also give you the mailing address now as the jam fade away with their dreams of children. Right, there's the mailing address written down here somewhere, as if I'd forget it. If you'd like to write in for the next week's show, and the address, number 3 Palm Grove, as in palm trees, Clawson Birkenhead on Merseyside. This is the Stephen Bishop Show, and can be found in this very same place in your radio, every Sunday, just Sundays only, between 12 o'clock and 2, and at 2 o'clock, Andy Davis, myself and Andy Davis, doing you a service on a Sunday. And this next record goes out for Diane Ward, and also John, if you're listening in Ravenmere. I know it's a bit early, and headbangers are usually in bed, but you might have made the effort this morning to hear your request. We hope so anyway. There's a lovely track from the album called Duke. And I'll talk no more over it. It's called Duchess. We'll be right back. Well, that record has been received in Raby Mayor by Diane Ward and also John as well. I think you're not listening together, listening apart. I hope one of you have heard the request. See, these headbangers tend to stay in bed for, well, I don't know, tend to hibernate until they find it fit to get up. Now, I'm not knocking headbangers, honestly. But I hope you are listening, Diane, who I'm told is a heavy metal freak. Not weightlifting, no. Terrible joke, that. Best I could do, you know. They're all the best I can do, I know. Right, in a minute, I'll be playing a record for Katie. And she's a very mysterious letter. And Katie the Greenie Schoolie, it's called down here. And she wants to hear some Southern Death Cult. I think it was there anyway. Yes, it was her. And I'll play her some of that in a minute, okay? Meanwhile, it's the other single from Kissing the Pink. And this is the last film I ever saw. Good stuff, this, you know. I was made up to see this on Top of the Pops. Great. The best single I've heard in a long while. Kissing the Pink, one of the last film I ever saw. There's a letter, says for the attention of the bishop, the sexiest voice on radio. There's one of our deafened listeners, says, dear Stevie, how are you? Well, I haven't written for a long time, but it's not because I've sort of left the country. No, I've listened to, well, I've listened to it almost every Sunday. Maybe you're wondering if this letter is off. Well, not really. She says, I'm the previous letter writer for the Green Uniforms. Yes, but soon, not to be green uniforms anymore. Yep, we're leaving school. And we finish all our boring LCSEs and our boring O-levels. So we'll be round to check you out, it says down here. Please play some Farmer's Boys, Southern Death Cult, or Berry between 12:30 and 1. And play it for myself, and also Max as well. Because I'm writing just for myself this once, okay. I still intend to check out your body one day, she says. So if you see a load of greeny schoolies making for your way, you'll know who it is. Yes, still love you loads. Love Katie, the greeny schoolie. Good. That's nice to hear. So it's good to hear you back on the air again on the end of this and various other comments. Well, it's Southern Death Cult for you. And this one is called Fat Man. Well, got a bit of different music on the Stephen Bishop Show. A bit of alternative stuff, eh? Like I said, it's like a basket of dirty washing, my show. You never know what you're quite going to find, especially in my washing. Ashley Casey and also Max, the Greeny Schoolies, who I sort of presume go to Upton Convent. Southern Death Cult and the Fat Man. If those lyrics were a little bit incoherent, what a word, eh, on a Sunday. I was practicing that one all night. I was sitting up in bed, incoherent, incoherent. The neighbours thought I was nuts. Well, at least they still do anyway. That's nothing new. Anyway, if you missed those lyrics, I shall sort of recite them for you now. And it's, well, here we go, a bit of poetry here. Here we are. The fat man cannot see what's going on, for he's not me. The fat man takes away what isn't his. He weakened you and me. Lust of his life. Money life, yours is his life. The fat man, an unhappy man. And all his friends are fat man too. The fat man takes away what isn't his. He weakens you and me. Dear me. Well, now it's information time, which is featured regularly on the Stephen Bishop Show. Right, Wirral Action are still looking for volunteers to work for them on a voluntary basis on various projects in Birkenhead. So if you can get in touch with them, please do so. I mean, it's a worthwhile cause. If you do nothing during the week, don't sit around. I mean, we're all actually waiting there for you, know. 6 Duncan Street, Birkenhead. Right near to Hamilton Square. Get down there. They'll find you something to do. If you don't want to go down in person, write to them. Number 6 Duncan Street. Or why not call them? 051-647-8198. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. That's Wirral Action on 051-647-8198, okay? Right, any other bits of information? Oh, I see, I've got a bit of information here, which I'll read out in just a minute. I've got to go somewhere again. Be back in a minute. Right, the information is going to read out. Just bend down to pick something up. Switch a few switches on and off. Right. Last week on the MFR information spot, I mentioned Vicky Sleet's campaign to bring together youngsters or teenagers from all the Birkenhead estates to talk about their problems and socialise and genuinely sort of share their problems. But I went up to see Vicky earlier this week to talk about her campaign. And this is how the interview went out, okay? This was recorded earlier this week. Well, can you tell us a bit about your cause, Vicky?
Well, what I'm trying to do is to get the councils in every area of Wirral to organise a sort of group where the young people can go and discuss the problems with each other.
Yeah, have you got a lot of response from the council or people on the estates?
Quite a bit, yes.
Yeah, what estates have you been around?
The Woodchurch.
The Woodchurch estate. And what do you think of the Woodchurch estate in general?
You mean at the moment?
Yeah, well, what have you seen on the Woodchurch estate? Have you seen the flats?
Yes, I've been in one.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of the flats in sort of general?
Well, the one that I went in was okay. It was, I'll admit, it was small.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it seemed okay.
Yeah. What made you start this the scheme?
Well, I read about the death of Gary Owen,
yeah.
So I thought that's something that should be done for the young people with the problems like Gary.
Yeah. Well, I believe you've been in the Birkenhead News as well, and many other things.
Yeah, and in the Echo as well.
Yeah. Anything else planned for publicity for the campaign?
Not at the moment, no.
Are you on television yet? No.
No.
Well, I can see why she doesn't want to go on television, but we won't go into that. But I shouldn't make jokes like that, really, should I? Well, that's the way it went. Earlier this week with Vicky Sleeth, I talked about her campaign, which I wish her the best of luck with. If you want to sort of send your interval for ideas about the campaign, and you heard what Vicky said about it there, if you agree or disagree with her, send her a letter to number 16 Bridale Road, Bebbington, Merseyside. Or even just drop it in here at the MFR studios, and we'll make sure she gets it, okay? All right then. If you want to be on the information spot, I'm just coming along and interview, yeah? Drop me a line. I'll come along with a little tape recorder and record an interview, okay? That's if you've got a worthwhile course like that going. Okay, back to the music. And last week's Power Play on the station. After this, we shall play this week's Power Play, if you understand what I mean. That's Phil Jones. Phil Jones and Afraid of Mice. And this mirror doesn't show my reflection. Good. I'm sick of looking at myself. 241 a Sunday and it's MFR. Dear me. These false teeth, you know. I've got a story about false teeth. I'll tell you that a little bit later on, though. Mm-hmm. last week's Power Play, picked by Andy Davis. This week I've picked the Power Play. Because we've got a guy called Robert Wyatt. And it's called Shipbuilding on Rough Trade Records. I'll play that in a minute. That last record was on Charisma Records, you want to buy that. Phil Jones of Afraid of Mice. And that's called This Mirror. It was lovely and warm in the studio here today. Central heating's full blast. Even me sweating. Ooh, what a sticky comment to make. Well, I've listened to this week's Power Play in just a moment.
The best in music with
MFR. Turn it on at 241.
And Steve and Andy and...
Wow!
Steve and best stop.
Jimmy's looking.
Wow!
Oops.
Now this week's Power Play. Robert Wyatt on Rough Trade Records. Shipbuilding. It's lovely, this. Just take a listen to it.
A new winter coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said that they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said to someone got filled in for saying that people get killed.
This week's Power Play on MFR Merseyside Free Radio. Robert Wyatt on Rough Trade Records, and that one's called Shipbuilding. So I'll get down to Skeleton Records and buy that one on Monday. That's lovely. Or anywhere else, it's available from all the stockists you can think of, even Boots, I think. So if I get down there, buy a copy of that. His name's Robert Wyatt, and it's called Shipbuilding. I'm sure you'll hear it more than once today on MFR, seeing as it's the Power Play. Right, anything else I've got to say? I was talking about, false teeth before. Well, last week I was tickled verbally. I should go say this carefully, haven't I? But an article I read in The Sun. Yeah, shows what my mentality's like. Anyway, a young blonde, a stunning male, you see, at sort of Oliver Reed-type person at a nightclub in London. And what happened was, we can find the rest of the story down here, I've got it written down, but I can't. I think I've lost the other page. Hear me. Hang on, I'll just bend down here and pick it up. I'll be back in a minute. I'm back now. Right, I'm still here, by the way. Right, she met this blonde, hang on. The blonde met this Oliver Reed type character in a London nightclub. Right, start again. And he chatted her up and all that, you know. And before we were about to leave to go to his place, he said to her, wait, I've got to go to the loo. Or the toilet for posh people out there, right? But before I go, will you mind my false teeth? This isn't a joke, by the way. It's no joke. Right, okay. He said, will you mind my false teeth? I think so. He gave her the false teeth. And so off he went. And she didn't see him again. He didn't come back. So she was left holding the dentures, yes. She's now looking to find the dashing male, and who hasn't got any teeth. But it's very strange how a boyfriend or a fellow would sort of walk up to you and say, mind me teeth, and a girl would agree to it, isn't it? What I can't understand, though, is why she wants to meet him again. It puzzles me. It really does. I just don't understand that at all. Maybe she just wants to say, thanks for the memory. Terrible joke, eh? Talking about mouths and things. Lips on the mouth. Yes, on the mouth, madam, yes. Disgusting behaviour this morning on this programme. That's the Fun Boy 3. Our lips are sealed.
You hear them talking about us.
Boy 3, and our lips are sealed. Go-Go's version's rather good, that one, as well. But I'm sure it was written by Terry Hall, the lead singer of Fun Boy 3. If we've got time between 1 o'clock and 2, I'll dig out the Go-Go's version. See if it's any different than that one. But this week, EMI Records sent us a bundle of singles. Yes, indeed. And they sent us a single about a new group. And this is a brand new group which EMI are pushing at the moment. And they've asked us to give it a play. So we're going to give it a little bit of a spin. Apparently Radio 1 turned this down from the playlist a few weeks ago. It's the Glass Ties. They said it was non-commercial. Well, so what you think of it yourself. Radio 1 turned this down. We've sort of been sent to us. It's terrible, isn't it? Well, sort of the dustbin people for Radio 1, everything they throw away, we get, you see. Anyway, Glass Ties, they're called, the name of the group. And the latest single on EMI Records called You, You, You. If you're wondering where your letter's gone, or you've written to me and you haven't heard it yet, but between 1 o'clock and 2, I should be endeavouring to say hello to everybody that's written in. I will. Especially Ursula, who's coming in for a whipping this week, you know. She is indeed. She's agreed to come in and bend over the chair and be whipped by me. I can't wait. terrible impression of me, mustn't you? Whipping the listeners, indeed. I'm not really going to whip her. I don't know, though. She has said she's going to come along and bend over the chair. I don't know whether she will or not, though. She's promised to bring her bra with her. We hope, don't we? I'm going to get arrested, you know. I've decided. I'm going to go outside and get arrested. I don't know. If I try hard enough, if I carry on doing what I'm doing here, I'll get arrested. That's the Glass Ties, EMI Records. And drop from the Radio 1 playlist. But we're playing it. Not our power play, though. But never mind. Call you, you, you. You know that one. That's it, yeah, yeah. We try and play the records you don't hear elsewhere, you know. Here at MFR. Merseyside Free Radio. It's what we're called. Or even other things. If you shout insults at your radio set. And you got me till 2 o'clock. You got a problem with me till then, you know. Yes, well, you can switch me off, I suppose, but I wouldn't suggest that your radio set will explode. And you'll miss the Andy Davis show. You couldn't do that, could you? The marvellous Andy Davis show between 2 o'clock and four. He's got some fantastic things planned. He really has, you know. I don't know how he does it. The expense.
I can get you sleep. Think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day it reappears. Shows the fear, ghosts appear and fade away. Between the sheets, only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets, smell the desperation. Nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another.
Well, he's arrived with his cigars, smoking his big fat cigars, his dressing gown, the sunglasses. Oh, yes, Andy Davis here, with his scripts and things for a show. Good stuff, you know, between 2 o'clock and four. I must stop spreading these rumours, you know. He'll pop out the cupboard again in a minute. Yes, I want to scotch all the rumours about having my hair permed. I was literally on the beach last week, sunbathing in the rain. Yes, and Andy Davis is going to have me hair permed. At the time, I was scraping sand from between my toes. Nowhere else, no. That's Men at Work. I read this, that's sort of a summery beachy sound, isn't it? In it, I said. Tell what school I went to, can't you? No, it wasn't a girls' school, no. I'd talk like another radio DJ if I did. It mustn't slag, though. Of course the wrists.
Day after day,
now a little early, I'll play the Funboy 3 version of Our Lips Are Sealed. It's about your mouth, yes. I think so anyway. Yes, Mike Campbell should know though. We shall say no more. The next record is the Go-Go's version of Our Lips Are Sealed. And I'll play this one for Mike Campbell, as mentioned.
Yeah.
that's the Go-Go's version of Our Lips Are Sealed. Well, I don't know, I think I do prefer the Fun Boy 3 version now. Or maybe because I've heard that one so sort of often, I want that one now, I'm not sure. Anyway, good song anyway. Worked well by both groups in very different ways. That's good, especially for Mike Campbell, if he happens to be tuning this morning. Hope you're suffering from the effects of last night, as you usually are. No offence, man, though. No. Just stop the mothballs now, and the cobwebs. There's some mouldy oldie after the jingle, from the Pretenders. From the LP Pretender 2. I'll play that one in just a minute. I don't charge a thing, you know. Think of those rumours from it all. Right, some moldy oldies. Or one moldy oldie. From the Pretenders. The Message of Love.
Now the reason we're here, as man and woman, is to love each other. Take care of each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up. Oh, it's good, good, good. Like Brigitte Bardot. Now look at the people in the streets, in the bars. We are all of us in the gutter. Looking at the stars. Look round the room. Life is unkind. We fall, but we keep getting up. Over and over and over and over and over and over.
Best in music with MFR.
We do it at the weekend. We do it at the weekend.
Turn it on at 241.
I'm Steve and Andy. And
wow. Oh, man, that's that.
You listening, Christine and Samantha? God, those the fuckers eagles for you. Telecommunications, yes. That's as far as Seagulls go, especially to Samantha and also Christine. This thing's somewhere in Liverpool. It's at separate addresses, by the way. Must have started any nasty rumours, must we? Someone from South Samantha says, "Dear Steve, sexy undies one. Has she been peeking, you think? Yes, sir, your faithful admirers are back. Yes, it's Kissy Chrissy and Sexy Sam of the Sexy Knickers fan club. And play some records by Bauhaus or Flock of Seagulls on your Sunday programme, if possible. And say hello to Beefy, alias Fag. Fag Ash Lil, it's got down here. And also Karen, who is madly in love with the Mike Score, it looks like, who isn't. Right. And Kissy Chrissy, lots of love, kisses and hugs from Samantha. Right. Could you read out this down the bottom here? If anybody would like to meet Kissy Chrissy and myself, we will be under the Lewis's man on Saturday 21st of May, about 2:30. So there you go. That letter from Christine Dorr says, "Dear Steve, undies number one." I bet she's been peeking as well. This one says, "Well, the mad lunatic is back. Say hi to me, Kissy Chrissy, Sexy Knickers. And the mad raving loony, Sexy Sam, Sexy Knickers number two, Blondie, and the rest of the hunks involving Wiz Kid Rick Dane." I don't understand that. Play telecommunications by Apocalypse Eagles. And got love and kisses on the bottom as well. And lots of cuddles. That's rather nice, isn't it? Yes. It's got a thing about Rick Dane here. I don't understand that a bit at all. I really don't. So write to me again, let me know what you're talking about. Anyway, some more music. This time from Queen. Las Palomas de Amor. That's not French. It's babble from me. I can't speak proper English. Can't speak at all. But I can't, you know. No, not what I can do. But anyway, stop it, Bishop, and play the record. I'm fed up, you know. I'm boiling. Yes, the sweat, I said before, the sweat on my back had sweat on it. Well, the sweat's got sweat on that now. You see what I mean? Disgusting.
Look in my eyes and speak to me. Special promises I want to hear. Las palabras de amor. Let me hear the words of love. Expresito mi amor. Love me so.
And a bit of a disco record from them. I will say, I do prefer the heavy stuff they used to give us. They did. Now, if you'd like to write to me, please feel free to do so. I'd like to hear from you for next week's show. If you're listening there on your radio, and you're thinking to yourself, how could they be those people? I wouldn't want to mention myself. We'll get a piece of paper. Go on. That's it. I'll still be here when you come back, you know. I got a piece of paper and a pen. You need a pen, you know. You can use your finger, but I should suggest you use a pen, because your finger will get very sore otherwise. Right, the number of the address is number 3, and the full address is number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. And we await your letters, requests, dedications, smelly socks, and underwear as well. Especially women's underwear. I do make sure it fits us as well. This next record I'll play for Diane Ward, who may have been asleep before when I was playing a request between 12 and 1. Also John and Ravymere. Hope you're listening now. I read your last out between about 12:30 and 1. So you better be awake now. I also got the next record for all lads down in Ansdell. Dave, Mick, Moggy, and Paul as well. That's some Dr. Feelgood for you. And down to the doctors. The Empire, and it was great, and I can't wait to see him again. Have you still got my Teardrop Explodes tape? Yes, I have. The Wilder tape. I shall return it to you in the week in which I hope to write to you. Well, I'm sorry that this letter is a bit short, she says, but I've got to go now, and I hope you'll write back to me next week, okay? And give us a mention as well, she says. With love, Janice. Oh, very nice. That was really nice. It really was. It touched me, you know, in places where I haven't been touched before. To me. There's some Teardrops for you. And I read it in books. Andy Davis read it in books, you know. Yes, he's got his book with him this morning, How to Be a DJ in 5 Easy Moves. I don't mean it, honest. Record for Janice Morrison greets me, whom I will be writing to this week, and apologising to for not writing for a long time. Right. After this record from Rod Stewart, we say hi to Nikki Parkinson in Eastham. So put your ear to your transistor radio, Nikki. Stand by for a mention. Oh, Picasso, Rotting Fresh Features, Rod Stewart. And tonight I'm yours. Better here, another one from Percy 5 Sutherland Drive, Eastern Wirral, Merseyside. Hi Steve, my name is Nicky. At the moment I am in my typing lesson at college. Bored stiff, so I thought I would type you this note. As usual, I'm talking about Duran Duran. But who can blame me? As they have another fan sitting next to me. Who is Janice, right. Apparently, Janice did a talk at college on Duran Duran. I'm sorry to hear that you have the Philips radio program at night, but I'm glad to hear that you're on the jet in the daytime. That's all said by Nicky Parkinson. Well, nice to receive a letter from you, Nicky. I'll try and do what you said on the bottom of the letter. No, it's not disgusting, honestly. Dear me. This next record we're going to play is a bit of oldie music from The Police. And they got a new single out next week, which is sure to top the charts. But never mind. These failure things do happen, don't they? There's a good one from The Police. Every little thing she does is magic. And after this one, MFR, we should be saying hello to Ursula. I'm sweating. The heat in the studio, it's incredible. It's so incredible. Your socks are curling up at the ends. Oh, disgusting, isn't it? I'm not going to tell you what else is curling up. Oh, I will. Andy Davis is, trousers, yes. I'm going to get shot in a minute. I hate that record. I don't know why I bother playing it. Good thing if I hate The Police. Anyway, it's another letter here from Ursula. Oh, right, not. She says, I'm sorry that you thought I wasn't writing to you anymore. I know I haven't written for a long time, but no, I haven't dropped off the face of the earth, as you said. It's good to hear MFR back on again. Much better than that Radio Telstar rubbish. Well, it was okay, I suppose, but yes, she sort of slags it down here. But I've been tuning around, and I can't find MAR or WAR, or neither LPR or KDA. So could you please give me the frequencies of these stations? So a letter being short, she says, and very boring, but I'll write a proper one next week. Well, I'll go for now and post this in a horrible pouring rain. Yes, I suppose by the time you get this, you have so many letters from this that you won't be able to do it. It's just a melody by Joe Connolly, but I shan't read that bit out. Yes, I do still want you to write to me. Have you got my reply? In letter form. That's a lovely sort of Ursula, writing to me as usual. I did say you're going to be spanked, didn't I? Well, it is a bit of a spanking. How's that? Dear me. Let's play that rubbish out. Let's have some music from Soft Cell. Remember this one? From the summer of last year. Greatest, you know. What can I say? Especially for Ursula, this.
Did it get down on my knees, beg you, baby, please, cry a million tears? Do you want me to call you on the phone, beg you to come home, think of all the years? When I once lived in paradise, when the love light shone in your eyes. Oh, baby, what can I do when I still love you? What can I say when I still want you? What can I do? What can I say? You'll never know this way. Do you want me to follow you around everywhere in town? Do you want to clown? Why do you treat me mean and cruel, breaking every rule? Can I be your fool? We can make this a happy home, so
yourself, Ursula. And what can I say? Say a big hi to Chris in a minute and all the FM breakers. Hope you're listening, Ursh. Hope you got me letter. And really was nice to hear from you again. Bit of an understatement that, you know. Indeed, right, say hello now to a guy that says, hi Steve, please say hi to all the FM breakers, especially Sidewinder and Passion Flower. Not forgetting Whaler, Whaler Bearer it looks like, and Dexter, Live Wire and Red Rose, Duke and Cupid, Pegasus, or something like that, The Yachtsman, White Dove, The Weasel, Swordfish and Sweet Talker, and last but not least, me, Chris. Tell Di, the sweet talker. Oh, wait. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's got a hidden meaning behind it. So thanks from Chris. And P.S. You don't half sound like country sheriff or county sheriff. I only met on the CB once, and it was a waste of time. Don't really like CB radio at all. But if you're into it, then good luck. And I hope you enjoy it and all that. So more music now, which is from the Southern Death Cult again. And this track called Moya. Irish Pirate Radio Station, which is about to start broadcast on 280 metres. And they are about to broadcast in about a month and a half. They are waiting, well, I'm not going to say what they're waiting. But this station is proposing to broadcast 24 hours a day. From Dublin. And the station's name at the moment is Top Secret. I know where it's going to be. And you'll be able to hear myself, Steve Bishop, on this brand new Irish radio station. I'll be presenting a programme between 10 o'clock and 12, Monday to Friday. More like a downtown format stuff. I'll still be doing the MFR, playing on a Sunday, hopefully, in some form or other. But at the moment, we are awaiting something. It was all arranged a few weeks ago. Well, quite a while ago, actually. I wish I could tell you more, I really could. But you're going to hear some famous names of radio. Robin Blind, Johnny Walker. Say no more. And the proposed power of the station is going to be 50 kilowatts. And that'll be on 280 meters. In between the radio ones. So stand by in about a month and a half. I'll let you know nearer to the time It should be tests made in about 3 weeks, I should imagine. And the managing director of the station will be Chris Carey, one time known as Spangles Muldoon. Anyway, as I said, more about that, news of the time. Let's rest into this station. This is Merseyside Free Radio, every Sunday. And I'm Stephen Bishop, so please do drop me a line. The address is number 3 Palm Grove, Clawson, Birkenhead on Merseyside. And we very much benefit a letter from you. Myself, Steve, or Andy Davis, who does the programme between 2 o'clock and 4. And between 4 o'clock and 5, we may be doing a phone-in. Or we may be going off. It depends how long the car battery lasts for, you see. So this station is generated by a car battery. But you didn't know that, did you? You learn something every week, you know. There's some music now from M. That's the rock group M. Rather a nice sound, this one. I do look forward to hearing from you. If you want to write to me, please feel free to do so. Stephen Bishop's the name. I hope you don't forget it, you know. You'd be most annoyed if you do, I always say that.